Here now is Lisa Bell and Candace Campos with Florida Foodie. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Hello and welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm your host, Lisa Bell, and today we are in Castleberry at one of the newest Tex-Mex restaurants in all of Central Florida. I am joined now by the new owner, general manager, Jake Wheeler of Big Taco. Thank you so much for joining us on Florida Foodie.
Oh yeah, thank you for coming.
Well, you're no stranger to the Tex-Mex industry. I'm sure so many people have heard of Tijuana Flats before.
Of course.
That was your dad's business that he started decades ago.
Correct. Back in 1995, he launched Tijuana Flats. In 2015, he sold it. So now we're here, and it's my turn to take the reins and do something new.
So between 2015 and now, you've also been very busy working in the restaurant industry.
Yes. Yeah. We also own Tibby's New Orleans Kitchen. It's a concept in Winter Park, Altamont Springs, and in Brandon. I've been working there as a manager and doing all the marketing and events.
So when your dad opened Tijuana Flats, I mean, that was a home run, right? It immediately expanded. You had hundreds of restaurants all across the country. Why did you decide to open a Tex-Mex restaurant?
All right. So the way this went is my dad, he retired about 4 or 5 years ago. So he had Tibby's. He got bored in the retirement. Like one day I walked outside and he had our dog on the jet ski in the backyard.
Oh.
So he gets bored. He always wants something new. And he thought, you know, if I'm going to be spending my money and resources to do something, how about I help out my kids?
Okay.
So he said, I was going to Tex-Mex then. I think we could do it again. So then he came up with Big Taco. And the whole idea of this was to provide an outlet for me and my brother to take the reins, run, do our thing, and hopefully create another Tex-Mex empire.
And tell us about the name Big Taco.
Big Taco, that's a funny one because that's my dad's nickname. He's been called Big Taco since 1995. His friends gave it to him. They would hang out. Hey, Big Taco, what's up?
Yeah. He runs Tijuana Flats. Perfect nickname, right?
We had a boat. It was called the Big Taco.
Okay.
So Big Taco's has kind of been around. So there's no more of a fitting name than Big Taco for the place. So it's a tribute to him in a sense.
So clearly your family has decades of experience running a Tex-Mex restaurant. What sets Big Taco apart from the rest?
So it's interesting. You say family has tons of years of experience doing it, which is true. But me personally, I have no experience running a Tex-Mex restaurant. I have experience running a full service restaurant, Tibby's.
So once you were just a little boy when Tijuana Flats was created.
I was always a fan of it. And we have photos, Christmas photos inside of Tijuana Flats. But I had no clue of how to run a fast casual restaurant. Luckily, I had the training in the full service, which is a much bigger operation. I wouldn't say it's easier or more difficult than this. Uh-huh. But once I came here to the fast casual setting, it was kind of refreshing. Like, wow, I don't have 40 servers on my payroll. I don't have 20 cooks. I have 7 cooks, 10 servers. So getting to run the fast casual concept is proving to be challenging in different aspects than a full service.
Yeah.
But I have great mentors to show me how it's done.
You have grown up in Central Florida, went to Rollins College. Why did you decide to pick Castleberry as the spot for your first restaurant? And then take us on a tour inside here.
All right. We have this thing where you don't want to put, it's my dad's like, I don't know what you would call it. He doesn't want to put his restaurants in too good of locations because he says, if we save money on the rent, especially with the first location, that we'll attract the customers with good food and good service. So Castleberry is a great area, but it's not like on the corner of Main and Main. We're not on Park Avenue, for example.
Yeah.
So we thought Castleberry is a great place. You have family environment, a good town, and we're not breaking the bank, and we could really build a good community here. And our neighboring restaurants, Bagel King and Anthony's, they've been here for 20 plus years. They're all very respected. So we decided if we go next to them, we could build that same reputation that they have of being a respected restaurant.
And when you walk into Big Taco, it looks so cool. You're immediately drawn by all the artwork.
Mm-hmm.
How did that all come about?
We went through lots of revisions to get to where we're at. Version 1.0 involved theming this restaurant to look like you were in a RV park. So
okay.
We were going to have a literal trailer over here that you would order the trailer and go sit down.
A taco trailer.
But then he thought, all right, that's too complicated. So and I thought, yeah, we need to go for a more modern look. So then it evolved to having a ginormous magic eight ball 3D made by a local prop shop plastered on the wall. And every 30 seconds or so, the magic eight ball was going to rotate. and a new little message would appear relating to tacos. That proved it could be a little corny. And my dad was on a trip in Vegas, and he went to an art gallery, and he saw one of these icons that we have on the wall with the bandana over their mouth, and he thought, wow, that's cool. That embodies that cool edginess that we're looking for, but it's not too much of being in your face. And that's how we landed on having these icons covered up, because it has like a cool, edgy sense without being over the top.
It immediately catches your eye. You walk mm-hmm. in, you see Marilyn Monroe, and then you see Snoop Dogg and Audrey Hepburn. Mm-hmm. So cool. What sets your tacos apart from the rest?
All right, so our tacos, our hard ones, are 9 inches long. So they're physically big. We put lots of meat in them. And then one thing that we really try to focus on is making things simple and to the point. So our flavors themselves are bold. Like the steak is a cilantro steak. The pork we marinated in oranges and soy sauce and garlic. We try to make everything stand out on its own without having to make it overcomplicated with sauces or crazy toppings or anything like that. It's to the point, straightforward Tex-Mex that if you're in the mood for a good taco with no funny business, this is where you want to come.
There is so much that goes into creating a concept like this, from the decor to the recipes. What have you learned along the way when it's come to creating your own business?
So what I've learned is that even the simplest of things for a restaurant to do it right, there's many steps that go into it.
Yeah.
So for example, if we want to change how much cheese we put on the taco, I can't just go back there and tell the cooks, hey, put more cheese on it. There are systems and procedures that we have to follow to make sure that everything's in line. And then moving forward, as we hopefully continue to grow this thing, everything stays in line without losing control of what's going on in the restaurants.
How involved has your dad been in the whole process?
He's been quite involved.
Yeah.
He's definitely been a good mentor for me.
Yeah.
He's been involved to the point where we have a great relationship and we work very well. But right now he's on vacation and it's nice. But we have a great relationship going on, and he knows that, or I know that he loves me, and we're just trying to get the best thing going here. So we work together very well.
And I have to imagine, thanks to his years of experience, you've avoided some pitfalls that other people who are trying to start out might find themselves in.
Definitely. I've been very blessed to have a mentor like this, because it's not every day that you get someone that happens to be your dad that could show you how to do things the right way.
So obviously people all over Central Florida are familiar with Tijuana Flats. They may think this is similar just because of the, you know, family connection. How mm-hmm. are you different from Tijuana Flats?
How are we different? Well, we're going back to the basics, back to our roots. We're looking back at that original 1995 era Tijuana Flats. And what we're trying to do is build that, number one, the culture again with the people and the staff and that team environment. And then number two, like I was previously discussing, just simple food that is good and it's not over-engineered.
I know one thing that I always look forward to when I go to Tijuana Flats is all the sauces. Mm-hmm. I noticed you have one sauce. Well, actually two on the table.
Yes.
One that we've seen before, you know, and then one that's your own. Tell
this
me about
a,
that.
A pretty common one.
Yes.
I'm sure we love it.
But then we got the big taco sauce.
It's our big taco hot sauce.
Okay. And did you develop that?
So we're partnered with a company that we've been using for many years. It's called IPAC.
Uh-huh.
They're a great local company over there in Winter Springs. And they help us come up with these hot sauces.
Yeah.
So we'll tell them what we're looking for in terms of flavor, and then we'll show up to their facility and they'll provide about 10 samples, and you sit down at a big boardroom table and you try hot sauces all morning.
And every bottle has your grandmother's initials on them.
Correct. This is a long tradition. Every bottle has JW for Janice Wheeler on there.
Okay. Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm excited to try some big taco food. What are we going to be trying today?
You do a chimichanga.
Okay.
You got to try some tacos.
Of course.
We'll do a burrito. And then I'll make you a Mexican pizza.
Okay, and I wore my avocado earrings just for today.
Perfect.
Can we try some guac
we'll
today?
Have to do some guac. Just
okay,
of the earrings.
I love it. Thank you. Well, we will be right back. We are here at Big Taco. Stick around, because we're going to be digging into some delicious Tex-Mex when we come back. Welcome back to Florida Foodie. We are here at Big Taco today with the owner and operator, Jake Wheeler. We are now in the kitchen. We're about to prepare some amazing Tex-Mex food. What are we going to make today?
We're making a pork chimichanga.
Okay. And you were telling me earlier that you have some special seasonings on your pork. So
we do.
Let's
we
go
do.
Ahead and take a look at where you keep it and how you heat it up.
So what we do is first we marinate our pork for 48 hours and then we cook it. Then we pull it. And then when we go to sell it, we refrigerate it here.
Okay.
So what we're going to see is all these juices and fats and everything surrounding the pork. But what we do from here is we take it and we put it on our grill to make it crispy.
So it's not even cooked yet. That it gets like that just by marinating it?
This is fully cooked already.
Oh, it is fully cooked. Okay.
But then we go to sell it.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to take some big scoops.
Yep.
Go right on the grill.
So we're all familiar, right, with a taco and even a burrito, but today we're going to make a chimichanga. What is a chimichanga?
So a chimichanga is essentially a deep fried burrito.
Okay.
We take this pork. Now we want to keep those flavors in, so we're going to cover it here.
Okay.
What we're looking for is to get a nice crisp on it, so you get a little crunch on the edges of the pork while you're eating it.
I love that. And then you've got the tortilla over here. So when the pork is done, you're going to move it over here.
Correct. Yeah. So this is our 13-inch tortilla. And first thing we're going to do is take a scoop of cheese. So you could grab us our cheese
scoop. Okay, so you got the gloves on. Yep. We're ready to work today. So we do one scoop of cheese.
Correct.
You were talking about earlier, you've got to be pretty precise, right?
So there we go.
There Perfect. You go. Okay, and then just spread it out?
So we call it, we're going coast to coast. So one side to the other.
Okay. How am I doing?
Looking good. Looking
okay.
Good.
Just back and forth. Okay.
Perfect. Yep.
So now the tortilla is prepped.
So we have this here. We'll bring this in a tiny bit. You ever rolled a burrito before?
No. To be honest with you, not professionally. I can attempt on my own, but no. I don't know the ins and outs.
So we have this. We can take a look at our pork over here, see how we're doing. So we can see that the edges here are starting to get that crisp to it. We're just going to let that go a little bit longer. You can really smell that citrus flavor coming off of it.
How long did it take you to perfect these recipes with your different marinades and the spices that you use for each different type of meat?
So the pork is actually like a child that we really like. We were working on the pork for a long time.
Yeah.
The pork is definitely our favorite of them all.
Do you put it through a focus group, or is this just kind of the family favorite?
The focus group will be us and actually a lot of our employees at Tibby's. We'd make the food there because we didn't have Big Taco built.
Uh-huh.
So we make all of our food in our other restaurant. All the staff would try it, tell us what they like, what they don't like. And I'm confident we nailed the pork. The pork's fantastic.
Nice.
All right, so now we're going to take our pork here. We're going to scoop it up. Get all of that on there. Bring it back over here to our tortilla.
Looks amazing.
Now from here.
This is how we wrap it, right?
Correct. So the chimichanga is only going to be with meat and cheese, and the rest of the toppings go on top of it, because we don't want warm lettuce and tomatoes in the deep fryer. So what you're going to do is you're going to first take two outer edges and fold them in.
Okay. Is this how you wrap a burrito as well? Or
correct.
Yeah, okay.
So the chimichanga, we're looking for a little bit fatter than the burrito. The burrito, we go longer.
So you're going to go even more
That was good how you had
okay.
it.
Okay.
Perfect. Now we're going to take this flap and fold it over.
Okay.
Now we're going to tuck these edges inwards.
Okay. How am I doing?
Good. You're good enough.
Okay.
And then we'll flop it over one more time.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Right.
So you take it from there.
Now we're going to bring this to the front.
Okay. Put it right in.
Cover it up with the weight. That way it doesn't come apart.
I was just wondering about that.
You drop it.
And then you cook it for 2 minutes, right?
2 minutes, correct.
All right, after 2 minutes, voila, the chimichanga is cooked.
I'm going to take it now and put it into this thing that we call a save-a-day. It's basically a cardboard thing that absorbs all the fire oil.
Okay.
And we're going to bring it over here.
And you say this is the fun part of making a chimichanga.
Start off with some lettuce, nice bit of lettuce. Put this guy on here. Now what you're going to do is we have our nifty sour cream gun.
Oh, wow. Okay, I've never used one of these before. What do I do with this?
What we're looking for is we're going to do some zigzags.
Oh,
so
we're going to be a little
creative.
Okay, and, just like this?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not doing a very good job.
This is one of the things that it takes a while for us to train our guys to use this thing. We can do one more going the other way.
Okay. Oh, I'm going the same way.
All right.
But that's terrible.
You got some nice sour cream lines.
Okay, I'm going to go this way this time. I like a lot of sour cream.
Awesome.
So yours look a lot prettier than this.
Now we're going to add some tomatoes.
Okay, I love tomatoes. Is there a limit to what you do or where you put them?
No, so we start off with the heavier toppings first. They're definitely heavier on tomatoes.
Okay. Right on top?
Yep.
A little bit more?
That's looking good.
Okay. More or are we good?
We're good on tomatoes. Okay. We'll move to onions.
Onions, okay.
So a little bit less onions.
Okay. How's that?
Yeah, that's nice.
All right.
And I'll go to black olives up here on the top, right?
Yum.
Perfect.
How's that?
Now we're going to grab four of the most
four jalapenos?
Beautiful looking jalapenos that you can find.
All right.
You're gonna evenly distribute them over the chimichanga.
How's that? I've made kind of a smiley face.
Yeah, looks good to me. What do you think?
I can't wait. Let's go dig in.
All right.
We are here at Big Taco. I think we need a bigger table for all of this food that we have. We're with Jake Wheeler, the founder, the operator of Big Taco in Castleberry. This is incredible. We just made the chimichanga. What else do we have going on here?
Well, we have a plethora of food options
here. Yeah, we do.
We have our queso crunch tacos. These are our number one seller. So what we do is we take our 9-inch long tortillas. We put some queso around them, then we wrap them with a soft tortilla. And on the inside, we have chicken and beef. I did one and one. So
it's a taco inside of a taco.
Correct. And we put our queso blanco in there.
I love it. And I saw you guys making these salad taco shells in the back.
This is our tostada salad. Take a big tortilla, poke some holes in it, and then deep fry it. And it creates this amazing bowl here. And we fill it up with lettuce, all of your taco toppings. Some jalapenos on top, and then we serve it with either salsa or some salad dressing, and it comes with chips.
Smells amazing.
And then the Mexican pizza.
Ooh, okay.
Which a lot of people get excited over.
Yeah, I see someone did a great job with the sour cream.
Yes. Yeah. We take our 10-inch tortilla, we fry it flat, we put our burrito and enchilada red sauce, cover it with any protein of your choice, and then put all of our taco toppings on there, and then cut it up. If you get it to go, we serve it in an actual pizza box.
Oh, cool.
This one goes back to our family Louisiana roots. This is our kicking chicken burrito. We take some crispy chicken and we toss it in Crystal hot sauce, which is from New Orleans. And this is a nice spicy, crispy chicken burrito here. It has some blue cheese and lettuce and tomatoes in there.
Ooh, I love that.
This is a classic Big Taco burrito here. We go for big burritos as well as big tacos. And then we put some queso, and it's nice to dump that queso on top.
Oh, that looks amazing. Who doesn't love queso,
That'll be
right?
A nice fork and knife burrito there.
Good news, too, is I got plenty of napkins that have Big Taco on it. Yeah.
Napkins.
And then, of course, you got more queso here and your guac.
Yes, I think we should do the guac first as you have the avocado here.
Yes, I agree. I love some guac. So I'm just going to start digging in. You mentioned you have the Louisiana background.
Correct.
That's really had a big influence on all three of your concepts now, your family's
concepts. So it makes for some exciting things, too, because it kind of could sway the flavors in different directions.
That is some great guac. I'm trying to not eat everything at once because I want to try it all. Where should I start over here?
I think we should go with the chimichanga that you actually put together.
Okay, I got to get more guac first. That's so good. So you just dig right in, right?
Yep.
All right.
You go more towards the middle. That's where we find.
Oh, right in the middle. Okay, yeah, we're going to go for that pork. Yum. What has it been like? What's been the thing that surprised you most about Big Taco? You've been open now since November.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the number one surprise that you've had since you've opened up here?
I'd say it's a very pleasant surprise, but we've developed a good amount of regulars that come in here.
Yeah.
Actually, we have some dining on the front right now. They come here multiple times a week, and we're building this little community.
Yeah.
And that was surprising to me because I didn't think that would happen this fast.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would take longer, but people are seeming to really enjoy the customer service we provide along with the food.
The pork is incredible.
You taste that orange citrus flavor.
Absolutely. You said you marinate it for 48 hours.
We do.
And then you cook it.
Correct. So we take a pork butt. We try to trim off as much of the fat, but we actually take that fat and we sachet it up into a cheesecloth. Mm. And then that fat will marinate with the pork. And then once we cook it, we pull the fat out. So you get the flavors of it, but you don't have a fat-filled burrito.
That is so good. I do want to try this because you mentioned blue cheese. You had me at blue cheese. People don't think of blue cheese when they think of Tex-Mex.
Definitely not. This one is one of our more unique items, especially with that Louisiana hot sauce in there.
I'm just going to rotate because this table, like I said, for Big Taco, we need a bigger table. This food is so good. So you decided to put blue cheese in here.
Correct.
And then tell me more about this hot sauce that comes from New Orleans.
It's Crystal hot sauce. It's Louisiana, New Orleans-based hot sauce. But we take that hot sauce and we're actually going to mix it up with some honey.
I don't know if I can cut this. I feel like I just have to go right in.
There you go. So you're going to
tear it apart.
Right
Okay. It's got honey in it.
Honey and butter. So we take butter, hot sauce, and honey, and that's how we get this, this sauce.
It is so good.
We've been using the sauce for years, even before Big Taco. It's so good.
It's kind of like a crispy chicken sandwich in a tortilla.
Correct. Yeah. Mm. We also sell that in tacos too, but the burrito is definitely my favorite form of that item.
I gotta have one more bite of this. I love the blue cheese.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like blue cheese, we also have ranch. So it works out for everyone.
Okay. Now, what's next? I want to do the burrito.
We should do the burrito.
We gotta try the queso. Do you make your own queso? What?
We
tell
do.
Me about, you do. Okay.
The queso recipe is one that we spent a long time nailing down too. And how we did that was we actually took a research trip to San Antonio. We went to different restaurants that we liked. And then we bought a bunch of queso cookbooks, actually. And we spent at least a month every day. I'd be down in the kitchen making a different queso recipe. And our refrigerator was a stacked queso.
How do you even, I feel like if that's the case, it would all start tasting the same to me. And then I'd be like, wait a second, was it this one that was like this? Or this? How do you keep track of it?
Lots of detailed notes. We'd actually take sticky notes and stick it to the container that it was on. So you'd have that reference of what is what. Now, what's interesting is, my father and myself, we're not chefs by any means. We just operate restaurants.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. We dug through so many recipe books, went to so many restaurants, tried to get this local authentic food to really craft what we were looking for at Big Taco.
So can you tell us what the secret ingredient is that really set this queso apart from the rest?
Well, what I could tell you is that it comes with some great local partnerships.
Oh, really? Okay.
We have a great friend. He runs a company called Spice Oasis. And his spices are what help make all of our food here happen.
And that's what's so great for you because of your history working in the food industry. You guys know so many people. You also offer these craft beers here. Tell me about that.
We do. We have a few local beers that we offer. There's this great company in Tampa called Hidden Springs Ale Works. They do a nice beer. And then Tripping Animals from Miami, they provide us a few also.
This queso is off the chain. And this has the pork in it.
Yep, that's that pork and that queso blanco.
Incredible.
On top.
What? An amazing combination of flavors between the citrus and the queso. I mean, do people just like roll out of here? I don't know. I don't feel like I need a nap after all of this.
Yeah,
this
we have
so
some big strollers will push people out to their cars when they're done eating. But that queso, we were talking about how the new concept evolves. We actually just made another change to the queso recipe yesterday just to make it better and better. So it's constantly evolving, trying to really nail everything down.
Well, it is so good. I know you guys just opened in November, but you already have grand plans for the future.
I have grand plans, but that's trying to slow me down. But we got to take it one customer at a time, one guest at a time, make sure everything is perfect for everyone on each time they come to Big Taco.
So hopefully you will have more locations across Central Florida in the near future. Where can people find you on social media?
Find us at Big Taco Tex-Mex. Our website is bigtaco.co. We're on Instagram and Facebook.
Jake Wheeler, this has been fantastic. I'm hitting the tacos next. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much. Love Big Taco.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guest, Jake Wheeler. You can find his business online at bigtaco.co. You can also find it on Facebook and Instagram. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. On Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. And on Instagram, search Candace Campos, WKMG. Also, we'd like to thank our production team. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.